I'm on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we continue our conversation about swimming and water safety and what you need to know. It's not just about having fun this summer. It's about saving your own life or perhaps even saving the life of others. My guest, Miriam Lynch, continues with me. She is the assistant swimming coach here at Howard University. She is also coach of the nation's capital swim team. Joining me now, Donnie Shaw, director of the community relations with the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington. We'll be talking to him in just a bit. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Deshaun. Deshaun, calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Deshaun?
Well, I just want to piggyback on what was mentioned about changing mindset about swimming. That can definitely help children learn how to swim, primarily because I've come across a lot of children who I've taught how to swim. When I talk to their parents, the parents have instilled in them a mindset of if they're too short or the water is taller than them, then they're going to drown. That will instill a lot of fear in the children. And also help prevent them from wanting to get in the water and or learn how to swim.
Your thoughts about that, Miriam?
Oh, no, it's definitely a fear that's passed down through the generations. And, you know, as you said, that is the unfortunate thing. But the important thing is this, is to overcome the fears to get the lessons, to get the knowledge and the information. I'm so happy to hear that you are one of the people that are helping to teach swim lessons in the community, because that is the first and most important thing is learning how to swim. That is not going to prevent drowning at all costs, but at least you become water safer by being able to participate in those lessons. You learn the water safety rules that are out there. Reach or throw, don't go.
What does that mean?
Reach or throw, don't go means that if you see someone that is in distress, there's a number of things that you can do on the side of the pool. You can put out a broom. You can put out a buoy. Reach or throw, don't go, because a lot of times what happens is that the person could grab a hold of you, and then you are in distress as well. Swim with a buddy. Swim with the pair by the lifeguard chair. These are all rules that we've heard about or that you will hear about through taking your swim lessons.
Deshaun, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me ask, how old were you or young, Miriam, when you learned how to swim?
I was 4 years old. I actually learned how to swim in Saudi Arabia. I come from a military family. And actually, it's too hot to play on the playground in Saudi Arabia.
I'm quite sure.
And we lived right across the street from the pool. And it just, I always kept on asking my mom and my dad, you know, I want to go. And they said the most important thing, we got to learn how to swim. That's the deal. For you to go over into the pool area. And I took lessons and been swimming ever since.
What do you tell people who are, again, concerned about swimming when they first get in? Before you even learn how to swim, what is the very first thing that you teach them?
We teach about trust, and that I am here to support them and go as far as they are willing to go. I think it's important first to have communication with the person that you are teaching how to swim, because a lot of times there is the barrier, there's a big fear that is weighing down that will prevent from all the other things that you're trying to accomplish inside the pool. So we talk about what are your fears in the pool, what have you heard about your fears from the pool, and then we just take it step by step in getting in the pool and helping to ease some of the angst that they may have.
Donnie Shaw, Director of Community Relations with the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington. Donnie, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, and I am impressed with Miriam because she is on point, people. She's telling you the basic facts.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, let's get this, you know, out there. Obviously, the YMCA, whether it's here in D.C. or anywhere in the country, they are champions of teaching people in the community to swim. for those who want to learn at the Y, how do they go about that?
All right, we'll keep it simple. You know that folks are now referring to websites.
Mm-hmm.
And without website, it would be, in this particular market, it would be ymcadc.org. And that would give you the branches that have swimming pools for the swim lessons and all the other details. That's where I would start. And if you don't, you would, if you don't have the capacity to go online to get that information, we simply have a corporate office right here in Washington, D.C. that you can call. And you, we would definitely navigate you to the right source to answer all your questions. And thank you, Harold, for acknowledging that we are sort of a gateway and a pipeline of Learn to Swim. It is part of our brand.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about swimming and water safety, learning how to swim, not just fun, but you can save your life or someone else's life. Let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Learned how to...
Start again, Tiffany.
You
go
know,
right ahead.
So instinctively, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You dropped out, but go ahead.
Sorry. So instinctively, I knew that I wanted my daughter to be able to swim. So I actually put her in a swim school thinking that that was going to be... And after 3.5 years, she has this false sense that she knows how to swim, but she actually doesn't know how to swim very well and almost drowned in a community pool. Now, when she goes to camp in that, she gets in the water, talks about wanting to be in the deep end and all of that stuff. And so I keep telling her, you know, you really don't know how to swim. But I took lessons and, you know, whatever. So at this point, I have two questions. One, is there a way I can get her additional swimming lessons in my area? Because I know you guys offer a lot of things in D.C., but in the Bowie area or, you know, somewhere around in PG County, free lessons. And then two, how do I deal with her false sense of confidence? Because she, you know, wants to go in the deep end and do all these other things, but she just really isn't as good of a swimmer as she thinks she is.
Donnie, I'll let you take the first one. What does the Y have in the Bowie area?
Okay, I'm going to be very frank with the parent.
Yeah.
Tiffany,
yeah.
Do not discourage your child from taking risks in a supervised environment. If she wants to challenge the deep water in a supervised environment, you just observe. Because
Okay. Getting
a kid to take risks in the water in a supervised environment, that is with a swimming instructor, is a plus. So get away from telling her about her skill set and her capabilities.
Okay.
She has to take those risks in a supervised environment. Swimming is about refinement. It will take some time for her to swim laps, and that is a indicator of your refined swimming skills.
Okay.
That takes time. And you continue to keep that child in the water. And I'm telling you, it will add up to where she's able to lap swim as an indicator or as a barometer of her skill set, of her accomplishment. When she becomes a lap swimmer, take your lessons nonstop. Do not fall into, as what Miriam was talking about, some of our old school thoughts. Keep her in the water in these natatoriums. Those are indoor pools all year round if you can afford it. She will refine her strokes over a period of time. It's practice, 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 practice. And the next thing you know, this child is lap swimming. When she's lap swimming, you will be a very happy parent. And then she has other avenues that can open up to her.
Tiffany, let me ask you, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 9.
She's 9.
Oh, perfect.
I see. Okay, so she's very young. And real quick, Donnie, do you have any facilities in the Bowie area? Or where would you suggest? And I'll ask the same of Miriam, what suggestions she may have.
Okay. What I would, unfortunately, I do not have a pool in the Bowie area. What I would suggest that you do is to consider the Wayne Terry Center over in Landover. That's
right.
One. There's another one in Greenbelt, the Greenbelt Natatorium. That's another fine place to learn how to swim. If you want to consider the Y and you don't mind a little travel, go up the Beltway to our Silver Spring branch, and we will certainly get your child in a refined swimming category.
Okay. Miriam, your thoughts about what she was sharing about her daughter. That I find that interesting. She said her daughter was taking lessons for 3 years and her skills are not what mom thinks they should be. Am I wrong? 3 years seems like a long time to take lessons.
No, it's not.
Each child has their own speed on which they learn how to swim. What one child may take a certain number of time to learn how to swim, another child may take a little bit longer. And I think the most important thing and the thing that we have to congratulate is that the mother has the child into swim lessons. And I think that is the first step. Now, in looking at programs to help grow with your child, there are a number of programs, just as mentioned with the YMCA, but there's also swim teams that have a number of programs as well in our area. If you don't know, our area is one of the most competitive areas for swimming. We've produced a number of Olympians, we have programs here that are done that many people around the country are trying to model with the Prince George's Swim League that's done in the summertime. A number of them have bridge programs, and that's what we call going from swim lessons to swim team. So maybe your child might not be ready for a swim team lap program, but they may be ready for a bridge program that takes the elements from the lessons, but also adds some elements to help strengthen their muscle memory and give them a little bit more confidence in the deep end and skills on how to make those distances going from shallow to deep end a part of their curriculum. Those are done, and you can find those at neighborhood pools. I would suggest that you look up the Prince George's Summer Swim League. And I know there's a number of ones in Bowie. I also do want to mention the Prince George's Community Center has a number of swim teams that run out of their facility as well. That have a bridge program component and gets kids ready for swimming laps. And then also, once you go beyond laps, being part of competitions and enjoying swimming in that way.
And then stardom.
Okay. Yeah.
Swimming stardom, right? Yeah, there
you go. Oh, man, I feel like I have a partner in good crime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Miriam.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much, and good luck with your daughter. We appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Visa, calling from Prince George's County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Yes, I would like for your guest to speak on, in particular, Miriam, since she deals with the college campus. Speak on Black women and their hair and not getting in the pool and not teaching their children how to swim because of that. They don't want to mess up their hair, their aesthetics of it all.
Matter of time.
No, this is a great question and something that we do need to dispel the myth of that they're, you know, the hair and being in the chlorine. There are so many different resources that you can use and that you have access to nowadays to help with, you know, taking and managing your hair if you're afraid of the chlorine and break off. Let me tell you, I've been swimming since I was 4 years old, and My mother and my grandmother and, you know, always instilled in me great things that said, you know, no matter what, you can do it. And being able to do certain things with maintenance and just making sure that you moisturize your hair, the things, make sure that you just wash your hair after with the chlorine. Don't let that be the barrier for you being able to enjoy all that aquatics has to offer to you, because there's so many different resources, going to braids, going to twists, going to different shampoos that you can use and try out to work with and hairstyles so that you can enjoy aquatics. I think another thing to remember is always wear a cap too. That also is a barrier that help protect your hair. It keeps it out of your face while you're swimming as well. There's also different things you can do. I've seen people swim with the head up breaststroke and still enjoying the water, all the things that the water has to offer.
Tennis swimming.
Well, there you go, Visa. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening, guys.
You too.
202-319-7810,
202-319-7810. We're talking about swimming and swimming safety. When we come back, we're going to talk to Toriana, calling from Oxon Hill. So, Toriana, stay with us. If you have a question or a comment, lines are still open. Give us a call again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. On the other side, we're going to talk about water safety, what you should look for, whether you're at the beach or at the pool, to make sure that everyone goes home alive. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about swimming and water safety with Miriam Lynch, assistant swimming coach at Howard University and coach of the nation's Capital Swim Team. Also, Donnie Shaw, director of community relations with the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington. Lines are still open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Toriana, calling from Oxon Hill. Thanks for calling, Toriana. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to say that I think that everybody should learn how to swim. I think that it should be mandated that everyone should learn how to swim. I am a WSI teacher. I teach swimming. Water safety is very, very important.
Hold on. Let's back up. You said you're a what kind of teacher?
I'm a water safety instructor.
Water safety instructor. Okay.
Yes. I teach water swimming. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Toriana, I think you make an excellent point, which is why we are certainly having this conversation, which brings me to my next point. And thank you so much for giving me a call. And I'll start with you, Donnie. If you are at a swimming pool or even at the beach, but we can start with the swimming pool, even if you're not in the water, what should you look for to make sure that no one is in trouble, particularly when you're talking about a crowded swimming pool, as we often see here in the summer months?
Well, it's all about paying attention. If you're at the beachfront, it's all about paying attention to your children. You know, your children start to explore around the water. And if you are comfortable around the water, you let your children explore to the point where you're comfortable enough. So if your child goes into the wading water, that is the beginning of the surf, you let your child go, you be with your child for the most part. And if you are not comfortable in water, then, you know, it's kind of risque to allow your child to go into the beginning surf of a beachfront. When it comes around pools, you know, you have your shallow end of the pool and you have your deep end of the pool. If your child is performing in the shallow end of the pool, you just observe. You keep your eye on your child. And it's okay to tell the lifeguard on duty that your child is exploring. She's testing herself around the water. What we don't want to do is steer children from exploring when it comes to water. You'll be surprised that a child will build up their confidence around water by default. They may fall in and go under in the shallow end of the pool and stand up and realize that it's not that bad to submerge. So I would say it's all about keeping your eye on your child or your significant other around the water. You usually have lifeguards to back you up with the life-saving part. Miriam had mentioned that we have this old adage that don't swim in the wintertime because you'll catch a cold. Child, be careful. I don't want you in that water because you may drown. That is the worst thing to keep perpetuating. No, exploration is part of our mantra in the Y. You be the responsible adult, and you keep your eye on the child. Mm-hmm. And usually, you're talking about shadow end activity. You don't find anybody just jumping in the deep end out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There's something that had propelled them to go towards the deep end, like previous swim lessons, et cetera, or there's something that propels them to go into the shallow end because of they may have had a zero-depth pool in their community, and that child realized that that was so cool, and they're willing to take it a little further. Okay. So I was that WSI instructor that was on the line earlier, she knows that it takes a little bit of exploration mixed in with risk-taking, and everybody plays a role in keeping an eye on that person.
Same question, Miriam. What should you look for if you are, you know, as a parent or just, interested party, interested in safety by the pool or at the beach?
You know, I would say is kind of making water safety a priority in your family discussion on the way to the beach or to the pool. Hey, family, this is what our plan is. Make sure you're always in eyesight of us, whoever is in person supervising, knowing your barriers, knowing that to look out for the lifeguard, you know, swim in a pair by the lifeguard's chair. And also for the person who is supervising the children, make sure that you're not distracted.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things that happens. It only takes a second, as the previous guest had said, is that you're on your cell phone, you're looking at, you know, your social media, and you become distracted and you're not providing direct supervision to the person that you're watching into the water. You also want to look for is if you're looking out, if there is a signs of distress for the person in the water. You may see arms flailing. You may see their head dip down for a number of seconds and then come up. And just being aware and being a supervisor and being cognizant of what is happening, did their motion stop abruptly in the water? Did they, going from, you know, where they're catching a ball with a friend and then, you know, they go to something different, their body position changes, and it's not something that you're familiar with that they have been doing in the past, and that's what I would be looking at if I was supervising someone.
Hey, Harold, can I add something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, you know, we have a tendency as parents to put these water wings on children and these vests and stuff, and it gives a false sense of security. Those are dangerous. Before you go making that move, I would recommend you parents put your kids in swim lessons, because we really don't encourage using those false sense of security around depth of water.
Okay. Great point. Let me go back to the phone lines. Mo, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Mo. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I know you guys have been talking about children most of the time. What about a middle-aged man who everybody in his family swims like a fish? But, you know, that macho attitude, I don't do it because I can't. The fact of the matter is that my biggest fear is getting into the deep part and not knowing how to work that out. For me, that would be embarrassing. So my question is, for a middle-aged guy like myself, what's your advice on learning? Because I really want to swim as a part of a cross training. I do the Zumba, I do the spin, I do all of that, but I think that this would be an additional benefit, learning how to swim. So what advice would you give to a middle-aged guy like myself?
Well, real quick, Mo, do you have muscles? Because, you know, ego will save your life.
Well, you know, Carol, you need to stop it.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Mo.
You know, being a Catholic, you know, that ego.
Oh, well, my brother. I do understand. Well, Fred, I want to keep you alive, Mo. Let's see what Donnie has to say and Miriam. Go ahead, Donnie.
All right, so I'll start first, Mo. I'm 56, okay, and I know what you're talking about. Mo, you got to put in the time. If you really want to learn how to swim, I usually tell you adults who have so much distraction and a reason to skip out on swim lessons, and then you talk about, I took swim lessons, this and that, and I took it for a session here and there. Mo, 365 days you got to put in. Don't play with swim lessons. Put the time in. Take swim lessons for a good year. You'll see your progression. It takes time. It's like anything else. Practice, practice, practice. And to come to think of it, when you're dealing with swim lessons, you're only taking a swim lesson once a week. It really requires you to do a little practicing. So you got to put in a little bit of effort, and you got to be very patient. You can do it, Mo, but think 365. Give yourself a good year to accomplish your skill set.
So what you're saying, I need to apply swimming lessons is like I apply everything else that I've done in life from an exercise standpoint. You know, you just have to practice makes perfect is the bottom line.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Stop thinking about session.
Okay.
Just think about perseverance. You will become the Miriam, the Donnie Shaw, where you can lap swim. But it takes time. You're not going to get it overnight. Trust me.
Right.
You got cell phones. You got meetings. You got every reason in the world to skip out on your swim lessons. Mm.
make the swim lessons as imperative as you making it to your child's first recital. It's got to become part of your life, and you got to let it ride. Again, 365.
Miriam, go right ahead real quick.
I would say to add to what Donnie said, not only just time, you're changing your muscle memory with swimming. It's a different muscle memory. There are a number of resources for adults learning how to swim. U.S. Masters has taken an initiative, which is U.S. Masters is a swim association for adults who are in swim competition. And they have a number of programs that are adult learn to swim that focus just on that age group. And finding, the niches and the verbiage to help you to be able to make progress at your speed. That's one resource. And I know there's information on classes on their website, usmasters.org. There's also a number of recreation centers that have adult learn to swim programs that you can take advantage of as well. It doesn't have to be in a group setting. It can be an individual setting. And really tell your instructor, hey, these are my goals. This is what I want to do. I want to be able to swim in the deep end. By, next year, let's work on this. What should my schedule be? Here are some of my hesitations. And they can work with you on trying to develop and better develop your skill set.
Well, Mo, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Hang in there, Mo.
And you'll do fine. And like I said, you got to make the brothers look good. So
that's right. Give us a nice love moment. Back on the happy hour.
there you go, Mo. Thank you so much. I want to thank both of you for sharing with us, Miriam Lynch and Donnie Shaw. Also, we want to thank Agnes Davis for sharing with us. Also, information and resources will be posted on the website on WHUR.com before 8:30 this evening, so you can check us out there. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, June 15th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142.